Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's the voice of Chiefs Kingdom and the premier play-by-play man in the NFL.
Off of Edelman and pick by the Honey Badger. Pick six. Tyrann Mathieu, pick six.
Andy joins Fesco in the morning every Friday at 7:30 right here on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Butker's kick is up. He lines it up. The kick is long enough. It is good.
610 Sports Radio. Here's Mitch Holtis.
Mitch Holtis brought to you each and every week by Ben Franklin Plumbing, the punctual plumber.
Mitch, are you okay this week? Because it sure seems like here in town,
like
we have
damage
not,
control on people.
Like, boy, oh boy, we have not been handling this loss well as a kingdom, have we?
Hang on a second. The ink blot looks like a block kick. So I'm just coming out of therapy, daily therapy. And if I'm not going to therapy, I've had fans like, you need to go to therapy.
Yeah, exactly.
Just relax, people. Take a deep breath. Let's keep marching here.
It's going to be okay. And the Clyde Edwards-Helaire, first fumble of this guy's career. We're acting like he's a habitual fumbler right now in the NFL. Let's talk about Clyde first, man. Do you take anything away from that fumble, or is that just week two in the NFL and stuff happens?
O'Day made a heck of a play.
Yep.
I think it's 88.6%. That O'Day kid made a heck of a play. If you watch it again on video, and I've heard all week, you took the ball out of Mahomes' hands. Let him sling that rock. Wait a minute. They've got 3 timeouts. It's 2nd and 3. What they're trying to do, Bob and Kling, is get 15 yards closer so it's not a 50-yard field goal, but maybe a 35-yard field goal.
Right.
And they're going to have a 1st down and 3 timeouts. So they're going to run the ball to get a brand new set of downs. And the kid from Baltimore made a heck of a play. Now, the other 11.7% is Clyde learning to sew the football to the ventricles of his heart. And you'd think he would know after last year, but in that instance, Darrell Williams, who's his mentor, would say, dude, you need to hide the football somewhere in your lower intestine. Don't let O'Day get to it. Too much football exposed. I think that Clyde will bounce back and maybe even have a big game this week.
And I think also, too, Mitch, one of the other reasons why I was not against taking the ball out of Mahomes' hand, like so many people thought that was the end of the world. Did you guys watch what the defense was doing? You want to take that clock down to zero and not give Baltimore even 1 second back out on the field with the ball in that game.
That was the plan. And they had 3 timeouts, Bob. It was all set up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 105 to go in 2nd and 3. You throw the ball there and have an incompletion. You do stop the clock, even if you're going to try a 50-yard field goal. And you have 3rd and 3, which makes it even more perilous. So in that instance, get the 1st down, get ready to spin the wheel 3 more times, and try to advance the ball. And again, with 3 timeouts. So the whole plan was to get 15 yards further, kick the field goal with no time on the clock, and Lamar goes home with a loss.
Exactly.
But the O'Day kid make a big play.
No doubt about it. Mitch Holtis, voice of the
AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
Correct,
as
Defensive
well.
Player of the Week. And I don't think many people have discussed it, but we have. Joe Tooney whiffed on that block as well.
Yeah, and that was rare because he doesn't whiff often. But, hey, got to march on here
and
get ready for these guys coming in, because this is a this is for the third straight week. It is a, and Kling, I think, will back this up. For the third straight week, it's a regular season game that feels like a playoff game.
No doubt about it. Mitch, let me ask you about this one going into it. What's going to be like the biggest stat line that we're talking about in this football game as the Chiefs and Chargers get ready to match up at noon on Sunday?
You know, we always look at third down percentages on offense and defense, and we always look at red zone. We're really looking at red zone a lot. But to me, it is first down. The Chiefs are at the bottom of the league, allowing 64% of runs on first down to get 4-plus yards. 67% of the pass plays are getting 4-plus yards. Now, the Chiefs have got to win on first down more, and it would be nice to start in this game. If you look what the Chargers have done, they haven't scored a lot of points, but they already, I mean, they've got the league average for 10 play drives is 4, and they've got 10. Like, it's, they're just hanging on to the ball, and that's what they'll try to do on Sunday. You got to get these dudes off the field, but the Chiefs have to win more on first down defensively in this game, and almost treat first down like third down to the last play of the game. Every first down in this game on Sunday.
Where do you see the defense can make the biggest jump? It sounds like that there's some discussion about assignments and what, almost some want to. You had kind of disappointed dad, Andy Reid, after the game and early this week about the defensive side of things. Where can they make the biggest jump?
Kling, I got a 6 on my ACT because some dude told me just fill in all of the above. So I did. Didn't work. And I didn't get into Loras College like you did. Oh, I mean, you went to Iowa.
Is Loras the Dewhawks? Is that their name?
Yes,
the Dewhawks.
Mitch, I'm coming for you with mascots, buddy.
I love it, buddy. I love it when you bring it.
Yep.
Now, if you know the University of Dubuque, you're really on it, because it's
firefighters.
Like, what, 2 blocks away?
No.
Aren't they the Dubuque
the the Spartans.
I was close. The Spartans are a cheap version of the firefighters.
Whatever. But aren't they like 2 blocks away, Kling?
Pretty much,
real close. It's all in Dubuque. All right, anyway, that being said,
everything's
I don't even know where we're at.
Everything's 2 blocks away in Dubuque, but that's a small town.
It's all of the above. Like, there has been breakdown in scheme, but honestly, and this is going to sound like we did last year with the coach at Pooch's, there are times you have to just whip the dude in front of you. I talked to Spags about it yesterday. We're going to feature it on our pregame show. And Spags, you just, even if you have a double team, Jaron Reed has to start whipping the guy in front of him every snap.
Yep.
Same with Turk Wharton. I know that Nottie's been reduced by injury a bit. You've got to win battles. And if Chris is on the edge, it's not about hamburgers and sacks. It's about whipping the dude in front of you. Then it leads to the sacks. And I know that sounds coachy, but this team's got to get a defensive mentality of not only being sound in the scheme, but they've got to start winning those individual battles side to side and front to back.
Everybody's talking about Justin Herbert being now the next rival to Patrick Mahomes and all of that, and had a nice season last year. Didn't win a lot of games, in my opinion, only 7-9 or whatever it was last year. What are two key comparisons between Patrick Mahomes and the guy kind of chasing him in the AFC West?
See if you've heard this one before. Now, Herbert's good. I think he's really good. And the biggest challenge he gives to any opponent is the same thing Patrick gives to any opponent. That is, if we had the NFL track meet this afternoon at Shawnee Mission North High School and the javelin was held, Mahomes and Herbert are going to be 1-2. Herbert has the ability. Talk about perfect scheme and whipping the guy in front of you. Herbert can do what Mahomes does, and that is just throw the ball right over the top of you, and all of that doesn't matter. Very few quarterbacks can do it. Herbert can. Mahomes does it in his sleep. All right. That being said, Herbert has lost 8 games by one possession or by one possession.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's 7-10 as a starting quarterback. Mahomes has won in that same span 9 games by one possession. That's the best in the NFL. Herbert's 8 losses by one possession is the worst in the NFL. Now, him being 7-10, Herbert's got to get over the hump. And that means not throwing an end zone interception like he did against the Dallas Cowboys. That cost them the game. So Herbert, to this point, although very talented, has kind of been given the Philip Rivers Hall pass. Like, oh, it's somebody else's fault. It's been an injury, or it's not his fault. They got to get over that. If they're going to make the push that they need to move forward, then he's got to start pulling these games out of the fire. And instead, we know Mahomes has done it, does it over and over. Herbert has rarely done it. And so I know we're early in this story, but that's not a stat you hear a lot on NFL Network.
I hope he remains Philip Rivers, I guess, to that extent, because he is putting up numbers, but you have him make that key mistake.
That was a Rivers pick now.
Yeah.
He threw a Rivers pick against Dallas. I'm like, that's Phillips Rivers. But he's talented, but we're kind of getting the cart ahead of the horse. And the reason he had this big year last year, right, volume-wise, they still went 7-9. And so, but he had the rookie record for most yards, for touchdowns, and for completion percentage. Guess why? Mahomes' rookie year was the apprentice year under Alex Smith.
Ah, that's right.
If Mahomes has his rookie year, which is really 2018, he obliterates all those with 5,000 yards to 4,300, 50 touchdowns to 31, and look at the completion percentage. So, again, I'm not trying to cast aspersions on Herbert. He's really good, and I think we found the new villain in the division. But let's all just hit the brakes here, because he needs to do Mahomes-like things more so, or even some, to get in the real apples-to-apples comparison.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Win some ball games. We'll talk about Justin Herbert. But what makes him dangerous?
Well, try 75 yards with down four with 2 minutes to go.
Right, and win a game that way. Like, you know Mahomes is going to do that. There's no doubt in your mind. There's questions with Justin Herbert. But even all that being said, Mitch, what makes him dangerous this weekend for the Chiefs?
The fact that he can just launch it over you. Spags can have the right play call. You're like, they're in perfect position. And this is why Mahomes drives everybody crazy. When I watch the video during the week, I'll see they'll have a sideline shot, a peripheral shot, where Mahomes has just launched it over everybody. Think of the Wasp play in Super Bowl 54. And you see their sideline, the enemy sideline, going, well, what are we supposed to do? You can have, with Herbert, you can have the best play call and execute it, and it still doesn't matter, because he'll just launch it right over your wall of defense.
Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs, with us here on 610 Sports Radio. Each week we get kind of a memory of a great moment that you saw between the two teams showing up in Arrowhead on Sunday. Got a lot of Charger games to choose from, Mitch. Which one really stands out to you?
Andy Studebaker's greatest moment. The Chargers, all they have to do, this is similar to Clyde, but even more so, all Philip Rivers, the great 4,500 yard passer a year, has to do is go to a knee, and they fumble the center to quarterback exchange, and Studebaker comes out with the football, and the Chiefs snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. It was a victory formation, basically kneel down, and they fumbled the snap to the quarterback. It was like a 0.0003% chance of winning.
Yeah, and they won.
And they won.
I thought you were going to go with the Alex Smith comeback a couple of years ago.
We featured that on if you want to enjoy that, you can go to Defending the Kingdom.
Good plug. I saw the tweet for that this morning, Mitch. That's Alex Smith's greatest moment, right? I mean, when we look back.
Oh, it's unreal.
I mean, it was an unbelievable game.
Yeah, that was like his 0.007 chance of winning. It was an incredible game, and the Chiefs had just struggled up to that point. And Alex basically just willed them down the field. Yeah, that's high honorable mention. But I guess I was in the mode of Charger quarterbacks turning the ball over at inopportune times.
Yeah.
I was in that genre.
What does Kling need to know this week as he heads down to the sidelines? What does he have for homework? Can you fax him all the stuff he needs?
I'm going to try to knock the ball to CH's hands right away. I'm going to make sure that he doesn't fumble on the way in. I'm going to crisis manage the running back. That's cool.
Kling's got that little sewing kit that you put in your case, or you used to.
Mm-hmm.
And Kling's really good at that. He's very practical. So he is going to sew the football to the ventricles of Clyde's heart.
I like that.
So that'll be done on, yeah, he'll be done on pregame.
Are you guys going to get video of that so we can like watch that at a later date? Because I'd like to see Kling down there doing that.
On next week's Defending the Kingdom
podcast. There you go.
Okay. So Kling sewing the ball to Clyde's heart. I'll give you a little stat that, okay, so Art Haynes interviews me on postgame, right? Art Haynes. Let's check the NFL scores. Art Haynes.
That's pretty good. That's really good.
Art, I'm calling you from Springfield. This is Art Haynes. Okay, so Art's interviewing me, and he goes, Mitch, at the end of next Sunday at 5 o'clock, one of these teams will be 1-2. And I'm thinking, oh, that puts it in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Teams that are 2-1, this is since 1990, so it's only 30 years of data. Teams that start 2-1 have a 53.8% chance of making the playoffs. If you start 1-2, it drops to 23.8%. I think even if the Chiefs start 1-2, they can overcome it. If the Chargers start 1-2, it will be a big challenge for them. Hear me out. The Chargers, and this is going to sound arrogant, it's not arrogant. The Chargers have built their defense in specific to beat the Chiefs. They have spent the last 12 months, but look at their defense and how it's structured. This is more homework for Kling.
Okay.
Look at the defense compared to just the last couple of years. There's no Denzel Perryman sitting there at linebacker. They've tried to go faster, quicker, smaller at linebacker. Kazir White, Kenneth Murray. They've got the pass rusher, of course, with Bosa. They've done a great job of drafting in the secondary. Derwin James is a stud, Asante Samuel Jr. But they built their team to play the Chiefs. Where does it make them vulnerable? The Dallas Cowboys. Pollard eats them up. Zeke eats them up. They hit him at the second level with girth players. The Chargers still have to play the Army and Air Force of the NFL, which are Cleveland and Baltimore. The Chargers are not suited defensively to play those teams, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Those teams are still ahead for the Chargers on their schedule. A 1-2 start for them could be really, really problematic. Wouldn't be fun for the Chiefs, but I think they can overcome it. But this game Sunday is a quasi-playoff game. So bring it, Kling. Get a good night's sleep.
Sounds good.
There you go.
Mitch, get back to therapy, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Thanks. There's a new ink blot. The ink blot looks like Bob Fesco playing Frisbee golf. Okay.
Mitch Holta's voice of the Chiefs, brought to you by Ben Franklin Plumbing, the punctual plumber.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.